They all look so small. Is that how tall men really are? It seems like a lifetime ago that they'd all be towering over me. I wonder if maybe too much has changed since I last saw. Oh, hey, there you are. You really came. Come on, give me a big hug, little guy. Look at you, standing on your tiptoes just to get your arms around my hips. So cute. You must have so many questions. I know they've kept everything very quiet back on Earth. I wanted to tell you about everything, but I had to be really careful with what I put in my emails. Well, I'm still me. My service with some space marines just put a different angle on everything. And you haven't changed a bit. I still can't get over how tiny you seem now. Let's get you out of here. I don't want any of my basemates accidentally trampling on you. And I've got a room where I can brief you. Although, those stairs are going to be pretty steep for you. It's just two flights, but each step is higher than your knee. The base just wasn't designed for pipsqueaks like you, and I don't want you exhausted just getting to the room. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings. I'm not looking down on you, so to speak. I'm just really enjoying seeing you again, and it's hard to not pick you up and spin you around like a brand new puppy. Well, if you promise I didn't offend you, then I think I have an idea. Are you too proud to let me carry you upstairs? Perfect. Upsy-daisy. Don't mind me coming through here, Captain with the VIP. Make way. Corporal, I told you to stand easy, but you're still on base. Put that civilian down. You got lipstick all over them. Go take a lap around the track and try again. Sorry, the gals never give me a day off. Are you comfortable? I thought you wouldn't appreciate me throwing you over my shoulder like a sack of potatoes, or if I grabbed your rear and held you against me like a toddler. So, bridal carry it is. It's better than Corporal Brown's technique of picking you up by the ankles like Queen Kong, at least. You can lean into me a little. I don't bite. It looks uncomfortable supporting your own neck like that. Lay your head on me. That's it. Good boy. Oh, what's gotten into me? Did I just say that? It's hard to express myself appropriately when you just make me smile so much. You really haven't changed. Although it is nice that I'm the one who gets to do the teasing now. That and I'm really excited about this initiative for obvious reasons, except I haven't explained anything. Let's fix that though. I'll tell you everything, I promise. Would you be a dear and grab the keys from my breast pocket? Thank you, sweetie. What's the matter, short stuff? You used to put your arms around me and give me forehead kisses all the time. You've gotten so shy and easy to fluster. But that's okay. I think it's really cute, if you don't mind me saying so. I think you're even cuter than you were back in the day. Anyways, this is my apartment, I guess you would say. There's even some normal-sized appliances for you to use. A computer, a few step stools here and there, but you might need a little help if you plan on doing any cooking or laundry. There's a cot that folds out. The idea is that you'll stay here with me for just a few days, just to see how it goes. If we still have, you know, chemistry. There's really not that many people eligible for joining the Space Marines. Men just aren't suitable, so that eliminates out half the population from serving. And we really only want to recruit girls that have very mild puberty to reduce the chance of complications. But there was a girl in my cadet class. She didn't go through conditioning. She was already 12 feet tall when I met her. 16 now. I think she's still the biggest gal on the active duty. Her mom was a Space Marine, and she was just born like that. It was a really rare phenomenon. And they studied her, and they came up with a new formula. And when it was time to start my conditioning, they let me decide if I wanted an old formula or a new one. One that would make it so if I ever wanted a family, I could. My daughters, they'd be like me. It was a really big decision, but I've never regretted it. It got me through the war, thinking that I might have a future with everything I ever wanted. And that's where you come in. The Navy wants a full batch of organic Space Marines. You've been summoned to the base because, like all the other soldiers in my division, I need a partner. I could have called anybody, but I never stopped missing you. I could never fall out of love with you. I wish I could have put all that in a letter, but the program is still classified, and it was easier to keep a lid on my feelings too. So, putting how I feel to the side for now, here's what you'd be signing up for if you decide to stay. You'd be my aide-de-camp. That's it's military speak for being my personal assistant. You'd answer my mail, keep track of my calendar, run errands, spot me at the gym, that sort of stuff. Nothing too strenuous. Perks of being paired with the captain. Most of the other partner candidates will be changing light bulbs and odd jobs. You're also supposed to pull your weight with household chores. Cooking, cleaning, well, as best you can. I'm not expecting you to dust the ceiling fan anytime soon. There's also mandatory recreation. Nothing too intimate. The brass seems to think that troops might have gotten a little out of practice with the whole dating thing. Tomorrow we're supposed to go out on the lake, and we're going to set up a movie theater in a few days. I know this is all really sudden, but you don't have to decide anything right now. It's been a long time. If what we had isn't there anymore, I'd understand. You could catch a shuttle back to Earth, or try with another Marine, or whatever you like. Oh, thank you. I wanted to believe that you felt the same way since you came for me. I've missed you, sweetheart, and I'm never letting you go again. What? Sweetie, I am mashing you into my breasts. Do you have some sort of problem with that? I think you'll find them nice and soft. It's these hormones they've put me on. Ever since the breeder division formed, they've been working on my fertility. At first, I was worried I'd be chubby by the time you arrived, since they nearly doubled my calorie intake. But I must say, it's all gone to the right places. I've had to get all new bras and panties, since my hips and bust are just out of control these days. And I can feel it. My cervix is softening, getting ready. I'm feeling positively maternal these days. Not that I'm not a still fighting fit space marine. I might be well cushioned and all, but I've got plenty of muscle. Wanna feel my guns hot stuff? Go on, try and put your arms around my bicep. You can almost do it, you just need a third hand, that's all. And then when I flex, I love watching your little eyes bug out. It's okay. I'm still the sweet little thing you used to pin to the ground and have your way with. But now, well, the fertility drugs are doing a number on me, and it would set a very good example if I got pregnant right away. I see how much my body fascinates you. Does it frighten you, darling? I want to take that fear away. I want you to know every inch of me again and feel completely safe when I hold you. I want to show you I can still be sweet and gentle for you. Your cute little mouth with its little tongue trying to play with mine. You are unbelievably adorable. Can I please have your babies? What a good boy. I saw how that made you shiver before. Did you always know you were a sweet little bottom? Or is it the giant woman crawling on top of you, bringing it out of you for the first time? It's okay, my little man. It's okay. You're just my weak little puppy. Getting all whiny and bothered because you just don't know what to do you? When two giant motherly, heaving breasts gently press down on you, so soft. Or when my big, gentle lips come to kiss you on the ear. On the neck. Take off your shirt. Such an obedient little puppy. Do you want to peek at my tummy? I want you to count my abs. Look, there's 2, 4, 6, 8. Go ahead, touch them, kiss them, and think about what's under all this muscle, my poor empty womb. It really, really needs to be filled, don't you think? Don't you think I would look so much more beautiful if these abs were hidden by a big baby bump? Give me some twins, some triplets. I've just gotta be a mommy. Don't you understand? Now, lay back. Watch my breasts drop as I take off my top. If you look too closely, they might hit you. And they're very heavy. Mmm, and they'll be so heavy when I'm making milk. Mmm, look at them. Rub my big, hard nipples. All those sweet little kisses made my nipples stand up. And now my pussy is getting wet. Can you feel me soaking through my clothes? Oh, you want to see my wet pussy? Mmm, I can give you a very, very close look. Don't flinch. I'm going to bury you under my ass, but I'm not going to smother you. Mmm, you're so delightful. You've already learned your rightful place beneath me. Go nice and slow. We have all the time in the world. Mmm, I don't want to come from your mouth. This is just an appetizer. That's right. Lick nice and slow. My mouth has gotten so big, hasn't it? You could tongue fuck me nice and deep. But right now, I just want you to tease me. That's an order from your captain, little puppy. And it's been a little while since I've gone to inspect your privates. Mmm, precious. It's my old friend. It used to be so hard to take all of you. You'd have to stretch me for 20 minutes before I could really open up. And I'd be whining in submissive mess the whole time. You'd thrust so deep, you'd brush against my cervix. Mm-mm. You were so desperate to come inside my sweet warmth that you'd use my little hole too hard. Not that I minded. Sometimes, I needed a good running, even if the jolts of pleasure were a little sharp. But I don't think that's going to be a problem anymore. Now, when I engulf you, I have a feeling you're the one who's going to be overwhelmed. That's it, sweetie. Although my big, swollen clit probably makes it easy for you, you've still got that magic tongue. As much as I love to drench your cute little face with my fluids, I think I'm nice and ready for some breeding. Are you ready to make me a mommy? Right answer, my toy. Relax. If I really wanted to, I could literally shove my tongue down your throat and you couldn't stop me. Don't you trust me? Then relax. I notice your cock gets extra hard when I bully you a little. And I need it extra hard. So I want you to think about being my little trophy. My tiny, doll-sized breeding stud. And my baby girls are going to be your height when they're toddlers. You're going to be small forever in a world full of powerful women. And you're going to be all mine. My toy. My husband. My pet. And that's why I love you even more today. Because I can make you entirely mine, and it's not even that difficult. Tell me your mind, sweetie. I miss this the most. You can do it. Try and reach up and grab my waist. Surely your arms are long enough to reach past my thick thighs, darling. Maybe not. I guess I'm just too thick, aren't I? But it's no fun if I have to ride you all by myself. That's right, sweetheart. Legs up. Give mommy a handle for fucking you. Damn. When your knees are pressed up to your ears, you're so sexy. My sweet little bottom. You're such a lovely, precious thing with a cock I've craved so badly. Do you like me getting humped like a piece of furniture? Getting folded in half while I take your seat from you? Do you like being dominated? You never knew I could be this strong, but I am. Tell me again. Tell me you're mine. Yes, you are. You are my precious pet. Now buck into me. Yes. Rock with me. I want you thrusting, moaning, sweating. I want your little heart racing as I take your cum. All of your fertility belongs to me. With these hormones, nothing will ever be enough. I'll always want more from you. More sex, more grinding. More cream pies, more of your sweet, submissive whimpers. I'm the perfect size for your cock now. The tip of it just rubs wonderfully against my G-spot. And just tilt your hips a little more. That's it. Oh, I love you. I'm gonna come on your cock. Do you want to feel me tighten around you? Right now, there's soldiers in all the apartments around us. My soldiers. I want you. I want you to moan louder. I want them to hear what I'm doing to you. I want them to know I've already claimed you. Louder, my sweet little bottom. Moan for me. Moan for me, my trophy. Go ahead. Dig your fingers into me. You couldn't hurt me if you tried. I want to feel your ecstasy as I rip the orgasm out of you. Give up your cum. It's mine. It's all mine. Give me what's mine. That's it. That's it. Oh, look at you. I've got you. I've got you forever. Got you, lovely. I can feel it. I can feel your cum gushing inside of me. I bred you. I'm gonna. Oh, my stars. I just came on your cock. I wasn't even touching my clit, and I came so hard. You little treasure, I bred you. I'm supposed to roll over, let the cum suck into me. Where do you think you're going? I'm not giving up your cock just yet. I'm gonna lock my ankles behind your sweet little ass, and you'll just have to lay on top of me like a good boy, aren't you? Let me play with your hair while I keep your cock warm. And maybe you'll get hard again. Would you like that? Would you stand at attention for your captain? Would you be my everything? My little domestic house husband. My joy. My partner. My best friend. I missed you so much. Sweetheart, I love you too.